The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, June 21, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel urged to promote the use of solar energy on the occasion of the summer solstice, an event that marks the end of spring. Through his Twitter account, the president said, on the longest day, the summer solstice this 2022, let's take a minute to think about how much more we can take advantage of solar energy as part of renewable energies. I salute those who are ahead in its use. The head of state pointed out in sessions with the National Innovation Council the island's potential for the use of renewable energy sources. It is possible for Cuba to reach 100% of electricity generation from renewable energy sources, integrating all of them, he stressed. Cuban experts assert that given the shortages caused by the blockade imposed by the United States, it is cheaper for this country to obtain electricity from the energy produced by solar arrays. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba is celebrating the 128th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with Spain and the historical and cultural ties that unite both nations. Through its Twitter account, the Foreign Ministry noted that ties with the European nation are characterized by the maintenance of historical, cultural, and family ties, as well as a stable and constructive political dialogue. During the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic on the island, the Spanish government donated tons of medical supplies as a sign of solidarity between the two nations. According to the Minister Council of the Spanish Embassy on the island, Javier González, this gesture represents the permanent commitment to the present and future of the Cuban people in the face of the great challenges and difficulties they face. With more than six decades in the Cuban music, Pablo Milanés on Tuesday invites to travel in time in a concert marked by longtime music hits and songs from its latest CD. The concert, which is expected to be of legendary magnitude, will be held at the Havana Ciudad Deportiva Sports Complex, taking into account the number of tickets sold at the box office of the Teatro Nacional de Cuba in the last few hours. According to the Cuban Institute of Music, the performance by Milanés, winner of 2005 National Music Prize, is part of the Días de Luz Tour, which previously included performances in the United States and Spain. Scheduled for 20 hours 30 minutes local time, the concert will bring together the catalog of the artist, who is founder of the Nueva Trova movement, with songs composed in recent months. He will also sing anthological songs. And in the international agenda, we have that Ecuador's parliament convened to talk with several institutions to assess mechanisms to solve the situation the country is going through amid a national strike. The call for the meeting was part of a resolution adopted by the majority of the National Assembly's plenary session during a debate related to the states of emergency decreed by the government in the last 3 days. Representatives of the Ecuadorian Episcopal Conference, the United Nations System, the International Committee of the Red Cross, public and private universities in Ecuador, representatives of the Chambers of Commerce and Production, and other entities have been convened to talks. The legislature met on Monday to assess Executive Decree 455, issued on June 17, which established a state of emergency in 3 provinces. Due to the serious social commotion in the face of the protests led by several organizations against the high cost of living and insecurity. According to reports, the analysts could lead to revoke the bylaw, But shortly before the session, the president decided to repeal the regulation by means of a new state of emergency decree in which he joined three other districts. The national strike was convened by the Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador since Monday, June 13, and was joined by peasant, workers, students, and women groups. Meanwhile, the General Command of the Dominican Republic Air Force, FARD, will investigate a complaint revealed for alleged irregularities in a unit of that armed corps. The aforementioned complaint was made by pilot Colonel Santiago Almonte, a 33-year service officer who disclosed alleged irregularities in a unit of that institution. According to Almonte, a FARD aeronautical workshop is allegedly used for drug trafficking within the institution. The military officer called on the Dominican President Luis Abinader to take action on the situation which is happening in the Air Force. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.